So we can Siman Dal Tesvav. Yoshin b'yom. A person goes to sleep during the day. Yeshli stapik in tzarech la'aros mayim aleihem shalosh pamim. There's a suffix now whether a person has to do netilas yadayim when going to sleep during the day. In other words, the chakira is what's the gorim? What causes a person to have to wash netilas yadayim? Is it sleeping? So it doesn't matter when, or is it, no? It's the night that causes it. So then a sleep by day would not cause it. It says v'yitlim blo bracha. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Lamed Dalad, Yesh listapik, Ilayla gorim l'ruach atuma, Oshena gorim. What causes? We just said, is it the sleeping or is it the nighttime? Vidavka yoshin shisin nishmei, right? That's when you sleep a certain amount. Ava pachos mizeh in ruach ruach shora filu b'layla. So what is the amount of the major machla, three machloikas, whether it's a few minutes, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's like 3 hours. It's a small thing. We hold like the middle opinion that by 30 minutes of sleep at nighttime would be enough to make one required to wash again. We'll see later, that will cause a new Birchas HaTorah. If a person fell asleep for over a half hour at nighttime, that's their sleep. And they get up and learn it, make a new bracha. Okay. Tess Zion. David HaMelech. Hayanisa Shalishon Shisin. Nishmin, he would be makpid not to sleep this amount of time. We'll call it for 3 hours. Pirish, right? Shishim nishimos, 60 breaths. Kadesh lo yitom tam misa. So he shouldn't have the, because we know the Gemara tells us that Shena is 1/60th of misa. So he didn't want to sleep this amount. Hagav Gemara perek hayoshen mashma d'davka biyom hayem nizhar. It sounds like it was only during the daytime that he was careful not to sleep this amount of time. In Tes Zayin, well, Lamed Hey. Shitin nishme, right to loy me ritzufim. This means in one stretch. Doesn't mean he slept that amount of time. Ella hayem is nam name. He would like doze off. Kama pamim pachos mi shitim nishme ad chatzos alayli. Like doze off, you know, until chatzos. Me chatzos ve'ela hayem is gaber kiori. He would get up like a lion and learn shiros v'sish bachos. Lamed vav. This is all applying davka biyom. He sigo lav ha'achorim. So they comment the following: Lo nimsa sham kein b'gemora rak al ha'amaroyim. Right? What the Gemara is talking about there are the amaroyim, but aval David ba'atzmo gam b'layla hayanisar. He was careful not even to sleep during the nighttime. V'naf kamina kol zeh l'didon. So what is applied to us? Shabal nefesh yachmir al koponim b'yom. So a person should try to be strict if possible and not to sleep during the daytime. So 1 second. If you can't sleep during the daytime, so. Well, my long, long Shabbos afternoon, what's going to be? Without any sleep? There's no, but ain't Shabbos bechlal zeh. Shabbos, this prohibition against sleeping, or not just say prohibition, this I want to say, it's better not to. They bring a ma'isa from Reb David Lifshitz, Zatzal, that he once had to nap during the day, but he said someone came to visit, and he said, this is a bizoyon. It's a bizoyon that I have to sleep during the day. Like he had to, but he didn't feel comfortable, you know, he didn't want to publicize to his visitor that he was resting. I in the Kamba Simon Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph the im ef shelo lilmo bloshnas tzaharaim. So if you're not able to learn without taking a little bit of a nap, then moteli shomaat, you could take a rest. Aval lo yarich bo, not to take a long nap.
I say erev shvuas. Let's say you're going to be up all night. So you want to get a few hours of sleep before the night.
You know? So that's fine. One should what should not say I'm now resting. So that I'll be able to stay up at night on Shavuos. One should just take a nap, and then they understand what it is. But one should not speak out the reason why they're napping on Shabbos afternoon, especially as it falls out this year.
But I'm saying even if it's on a weekday, let's say you want to sleep a few hours before Yontif, so that let's say on a weekday.
Yeah, you know. that would be, again, he brings out, Reish Lamed Aleph is talking about b'chol derechei hadeyu, that everything you do should be done for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person needs to sleep a little bit, not for the sake of a geshmak, you know. How was your Shabbos? Oh, Rabbi, it was gaval, I got a 3-hour nap. No, that's not what we're talking about. Person needs, they know their own physical constitution. They need to rest a little bit in order to have koach, in order to, so 100%. Especially if it's going to share your simchas yom, you're going to be falling asleep at the table, so it's kedai to lie down. Yeah, ein sham od shigam ze lo tia kavonasola hanos atzmo, right? Not because I want that 3-hour nap. Rak lavoda so yisborach, but I need for koach to serve Hashem. I machz a shekesh because of the inyan shena beyom toli lefi mashehu odom. It depends on who you are. If you had tzorech lavoda so yisborach, it's too much what you need. Many gedolim did, in fact, as part of their seder hayom, would be rest for a little bit during the daytime. But you have to be honest, you know what you need and what you don't need. Okay, Yud Zayin. Yesh Nogin Lirchot Pihem Shachris. People wash out their mouth before in the morning. Mipnei haririm shebesoch hapeh, like the spittle that's in your mouth. The Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, mipnei haririm. Ki tzarech lehazkir es Hashem agadol b'kedusha v'tahara. So you're going to say Hashem's name, so your mouth should be cleaned out. Right? So for whatever reason, the water wasn't so clean. He doesn't want to put that type of like water in the mouth. Nowadays, I don't think it's applied. Nowadays, we have clean water.
You brush your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing. Mouthwash, right? The whole thing. You're going to be saying Hashem's name, so you should have a clean, you should have a clean mouth for it. That's what he's bringing down. Okay, now we're going to talk about different things that could cause a person, will require a person to wash the teeth to die. Not sleeping. The following things require. Hakam mehamita. A person gets up from sleeping. One who comes out of the bathroom. We'll talk about our modern day bathrooms in a minute. We base a merchatz, right, from the washing room. A person cuts their fingernails. They take off their shoes, their leather shoes. They touch their feet. They rub their hair. Some also say, a person goes to a cemetery. A person who touches a dead body. A person who checks their like clothing for lice. Hamishamish mitos, a person has relations. Vanogeva kina, a person touches a kina is, what are kinim? Kinim are lice. No, not lice. They're like a flea, something like that. Vahanogeva begufa biyado, a person who touches their part of their body. Umisha also achas mikol ele vlonoto. If he did any one of these things and did not wash the tilas yadayim afterwards, im tamad chacham hu tamudu mishtakeach. So you're going to forget your learning. Vim ein a tamad chacham, if you're not a tamad chacham, so yotze midaita, you're going to go crazy. So let's try to break it down a little bit and discuss what the different categories are. Is this a ruach ra? Is this a cleanliness issue? So the Mishnah Berurah starts in Lamed Ches. Tzrichim netila lahasir ruach ra hashur al yaday zeh. Alkein yemahir li tok takeif. So any one of these things, you should wash it immediately because you want to get off the ruach ra. And netila tiyeh ad perek, it should go up to your wrist. Al koponim ad sof kishvi etzbosov. But at least it should go up to where your fingers are, your knuckles. Aval im lichlech yad betit berefes. If your hands get dirty with mud, that does not put a ruach ra on it. That's a dirt issue. All you have to do is just wipe off the area that's dirty. That's sufficient. Lametes v'mayim after the tefila v'choshkein the Torah die acher kol eile b'nikoyim ba'alma. So for learning and for davening, so it's fine just to clean this off. Kilakamsiv chav beis demari bekam min hamita. You get up from your bed. Bechoshkein be. Mikol makom, however, listalik ruach ra tzorch davka mayim. To get off the ruach ra on one's hands, that one specifically needs to use the water for. Ein lekamen siv katin samech aleph. Okay. The ein tzorch shosh pamim kiim bekam min hamita. So the three times that only is needed when you get up from your bed. And this is what we are machmir in this. If a person does go to a cemetery or has relations, then one should wash the three times alternating like we learned. So he's machmir even when coming out of the bathroom. He goes against this. So the modern day bathrooms, the poskim point out, are not necessarily types of bathrooms, the basic kisi that was mentioned in the times of the Gemara. Why is that? Because in the times of the Gemara, the tsoa, the excrement, literally stayed in the room. Here, with modern-day plumbing, so it doesn't stay in there, it goes out. So because of that, many armakios will see about washing when just walking into a bathroom. Let's say you want to get a tissue or something like that. We'll see.
If the toilet is stuffed, then it's not...
okay, it's maybe. Not, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Okay, hayotze beis akise, that's what he says. Afilu lo also tzrochev, even if you're not going to the bathroom. V'chein beis amerchatz, now beis amerchatz, there was different rooms where people would get dressed and undressed, like three different levels to where you would be partially unclothed, totally unclothed. Afilu lo rochatzim, even if you didn't bathe there. Mishum ruach ra, sheshura be'eil ha'makaymus. So again, there just is a ruach ra in these places, and according to that, one should wash. touching one's shoes, mina olav, mishum shenogeya beyadav be'esach alita, because you touch the shoe itself when you're taking off.
Our bathrooms are also a base of merchatz, because we have the bathtub and the shower in there.
Yeah, but the base of merchatz at the times of the Gemara was not what our modern bathrooms are. It was a whole separate. Imagine like nowadays probably a more correct equivalent like a sauna. Yeah, right. If you don't touch your leather shoes, then you do not need to do Natila Sidayim. Let's say you're wearing like loafers or something, you can take them off without touching it. So all these cases of taking off the shoes, touching their legs, rubbing their hair, this is not a ruach ra that came onto your hands because of these things. The bathroom was a ruach ra. The mito, shtam mito was ruach ra. Here, this is el mishum nikias. It's a cleanliness. Al kein ein tzarich lemahe litol yod of tekef. So that, it's a cleanliness issue, but I don't have to go rushing to go, I don't have like a ruach ra sitting on my fingertips, so therefore I don't need to go rush and do that, which we saw by the other cases of like going back from a cemetery, so one does wash. Derech agav, so the mitnig is usually to wash before one goes into a home, right, after the cemetery. But they are makil to get into a car beforehand, even though it is an enclosed area. The post can say that's fine. Mash ein kein beinach nemishum ruach ro hanal besif katan.
Now, like a mikveh, for example.
Yeah.
You wash your hands after you leave a mikveh.
Yeah, you wash your hands after the mikveh. Yeah, correct. Bein hamesim, we're up to sif katan membeis. The Beis HaKvaras, right? You go to the cemetery. V'chosav Maharil Sim Chav Gimel Sheyesh Li Tol Kodem Sheyes Palel Al Kvaras. Means he's talking about you're going to go daven by a kever. V'rochatzin Sheyni to wash a second time. B'shuvu L'chatzir Beis HaKvaras. When you get out of there, you wash a second time. Sheruchos Ro'os Melavin HaChoizrin. They accompany the person. V'yesh Nogin Az Lirchos Gam Haponim. They also wash their face. B'meis v'afilu mi shenichnas eitzel meis echod o sheholach luvaso nohogim b'netila v'no lehakbid im yikanes odom leveis acher kodem shirchatz min hagavaseinu Torah hi. Right, so one should be careful on this. That's what we spoke about by washing before one from what goes into another house.
So you think only if you go into to a levaya, you have to wash before you go into the house. But if you just go into the cemetery,
even by a levaya,
no. Now if you go just go into the cemetery, you know, like
even if it's a cemetery, one should wash afterwards. Yeah. Correct. Okay, Memdal Kalev, right? You're looking to see if there's a louse in there or something like that, fleas. Vafilu l'ndaga bikini. Even you touch one shlomotza. Even you're searching, but you didn't find one. You say, oh, I don't have to wash. No, you still wash for that. Bikino ube far osh afilu didai binikoyan ba'alma. That's like the flea thing. That's enough just to for a flea, you know, you can just wash off your hands. Biyado, this is going back referring to when you touched a part of your body. Makomos hametunofos, places that are normally dirty, sweaty, stinky. Sheish behem milum de zeya, that he's sweating. Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook once pointed out that by a chasana. So let's say you're washing your hands, and then you go to the first dance, and you dance. It was Leibniz, so you got all sweaty. So then you should now. This all sweating is one should wash in Tila after the dancing as well, before they come to go back to eating their food. That would seem to be the implication. Okay, Mem Zayin, Yotzi Midaita, right? That the person that does one of these things and doesn't, then they're going to they'll go Meshuganah. He'll be enclosed with a foolish spirit. And that's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota. The person doesn't do a verus unless the Ruach Shtus enters into them. A person in their right mind would never do a verus. As it says, that's the Gemara in Sota that he's quoting. Okay. How are we doing for time?
If you don't wash hands in the situation where there's a ruach ra, it can lead you to do an aveira.
There's some koch, this ruach ra. It's not just a fairy tale. There's something really. There's a mamashos to this. So we have to be careful to get it all away as soon as possible.